Hello, everybody. I just had to take some time and do an audio boo. We've been on vacation for a week, pretty much. In fact, today is the last day. It's Friday. Yep. 16th of August.
Hard to believe.
Very hard to believe. But Michelle's here with me.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. It's been beautiful. Any rain that we've gotten has been at night. And just been amazing. You may catch a little bit of the breeze that comes through.
But
probably not.
Of course, it all started up when I was going to record.
It started when we decided to walk to the lodge.
Canon asked us, and we're in particular at William Watson Lodge.
In Peter Lougheed Provincial Park.
Yep, in Alberta, Canada. For those on a more global front. This is going to be slightly out of sequence. I have recorded other things which I'll put on audio boo, but they are taken with an independent recorder as we have no internet connection up here whatsoever.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. The brief time I did, I was trying to update all my Dice friends and on Dice World, and people just kind of, well, everybody else had got all their business over with earlier, so they're waiting on me, and I didn't have, you know, they thought I was just playing some game, and I didn't want to keep everybody waiting, so I just bailed, basically. And then my phone, well, I was having other troubles with my iPhone, enough so that I felt better recording this boo on the iPad, because there's going to be some things that need to be sorted out that way. Mm-hmm. It had a little short circuit, but we've had a great day. I am somewhat, I don't know what the word is.
Gimped, maybe.
Gimped, yeah. Because of the great times we've had, it's not been just, it hasn't even been an accident, really. Got here on Saturday. Basically, we had supper and crashed, you know, just relaxed. I think we did the same thing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just came out on the deck, enjoyed the sun.
Yeah.
What else?
Monday we went on our first walk.
Yeah.
And that was to, what was it? I think that was Canyon. You know, walk from Lower Kananaskis Lake to up into the canyon campground or canyon. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was along the Lower Kananaskis Lake.
Yeah, no, it strikes me it wasn't canyon, although could be. I honestly don't remember. We go through this every year when I can't remember the specifics of hikes or nobody else can, and we all have to dig out these pamphlets to figure out where we went. But
because Wednesday you went on Karst Springs.
That's right. So that's what that. Yeah. So this probably was canyon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I stayed back because I wore shoes that I should have broken in the city.
Yeah, but I mean,
and got blisters.
That was the next day, but the previous day you went on this hike, and that's where you injured yourself because of those shoes.
Yeah, but that was canyon.
Yeah, and there were a bunch of routes and stuff that are tricky to negotiate at the best of times.
Exactly.
And then that's a comparatively short hike, but it has the up and down. I think it was like 3 kilometers or something.
Yeah.
And then I did a 9 kilometer with my mother and brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt came along, too. She went to most of it. We went to the Karst. It was Karst Springs. It's basically like, I got some other recordings from that, so I won't do a lot of describing, but a big waterfall, but it's unique in nature. And it's a long ways. It's a fair bit up. And then, of course, you have to do the return. It's not a loop. So all in all, 9K of up and down. And I was a bit stiff from that one. But I decided the next day to take the bike. They have a double bike here that's 2 bikes side by each, custom-made thing.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I had a spin on that, and that was, we had to repair it first. My brother did. He knows about the bikes, and the rear derailleur had fallen off the right-hand bike, so fixed that. And he did a bunch of work on that. I can go into details about that later at some point, but needless to say, we went tearing around the campground here, not always slowly, and taking some interesting turns with us, but having a lot of fun. And then I took my mother, who she can ride a bike, don't get me wrong, but that particular one was not her cup of tea because it kept turning on her in ways that she didn't want it to turn. And she, at the best of times, doesn't like playing with gear changing and stuff, so we're going up this one hill, and I don't know what it was, she had slowed down or something, and I always thought this bike was going to stall and head backwards, and she said, don't work so hard, and I said, well, if I don't work hard, we're going over backwards. Thus my injury. I basically, I think, blew my knee out because I was working so hard.
Well, you strained it.
Strained it pretty bad. I had a cold pack on it yesterday. And I did a little walking around, just enough to loosen it up. Small walk. We did one, couple of K.
Yeah, we went to Wedge Pond.
Wedge Pond, a nice little walk. And we saw some evidence of flooding. There has been an awful lot of flooding around here. In fact, a lot of the trails have been... There's warnings on just about everything you go to that there might be route finding where you have to go off the trail or something.
Yeah.
We selected the ones without that, but there's been damage because of an immense amount of flooding around here. In fact, it's closed the golf course, and it's debatable whether it will open ever again. And today, we're just relaxing.
Yep. His mom and brother are...
They're doing a big hike that they didn't want to take... us less fit people on. not out of selfish reasons, but they have the right to go without, you know, and just go because they're both fully sighted. Both mom's a very experienced walker, and my brother's done a lot of hiking himself, so. Let them have their fun.
Yeah.
We're just taking in the sun.
Yep.
Anyway, miss you all at Audio Boo.
You betcha.
And we'll be back to you soon, and I'll try to get a few of my recordings uploaded once I get through sifting through them and figuring out what's going to work and what's not. Anyway, take care. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. Pause recording.